Well, here to give us more information on the details is the Head of Public Affairs from Foundations for Young Australians, Maggie Hill. Welcome on the show, Maggie.
Hi, how are you going?
Very well. So is automation a threat to future students entering the Australian workforce?
Automation is definitely a thing, and it's definitely a challenge. I wouldn't necessarily describe it as a threat. The idea that technology is replacing jobs that humans have traditionally done isn't a new one. This is something we've seen over time for a very long time. But we're definitely seeing digital technology becoming increasingly smarter and capable of doing jobs that are, you know, traditionally done by humans more and more. But I think the thing to keep in mind is that as technology evolves and some jobs become redundant, new jobs will also appear, and that there are both challenges and opportunities in sort of this changing landscape of work.
I suppose it doesn't just affect students who are studying to go into these professions. There are already people who may be in professions that are experiencing automation and digital disruption. What are the skills that people, need to learn and to kind of pick up so that they're able to transition into another area of employment?
Yeah, so I'd say there's a couple of things that people can do. We've really identified that it's increasingly important for young people to have a skill set that we call an enterprising skill set, and that is essentially skills that make you more enterprising. So things like being a good communicator, having good digital literacy, obviously, good critical thinking, good project management, those kind of things are going to be increasingly important as our economy evolves. Another thing that we've identified in our research is that young people really need to have a new mindset towards work. So the idea that you're going to have one profession that you train for as a young person and that you're going to stay in that profession for your whole career, that's going out the window. So young people need to have a mindset that they are going to be transferring around a lot and that they need to have a set of skills that are transferable as well. But the other thing that I'd say is this isn't something that's just on young people. You know, our evolving economy is going to affect all of us. So this is really something that we need to be thinking about across the board. So industry needs to be thinking about it. Educators do, parents, the whole works. We need to all have a chat about it, have a chat about the impact and think about how we can, you know, be prepared for these changes.
Now, the Foundation for Young Australians reported that the average person will have 5 career changes and 17 different jobs in their lifetime. Mm-hmm. Is there any career longevity in the future? I mean, are there going to be industries where people can work for 30, 40, 50 years in the same job and industry?
Yeah, so our most recent report, the New Work Mindset, really talks to this. And as I just mentioned, that idea of having one job for 30, 40 years, that's going out the window. And that sounds really confronting, but there is a way that you can approach it that's quite empowering, and that's by just understanding that's no longer going to be the case. And we have identified that by training or working for one job gives you a set of skills that are transferable to an average of 13 different jobs. So what young people should really be doing is considering that I don't want to train for just one job. I need to develop a portfolio of transferable skills that I can use across a range of different industries. And enterprise skills are going to be really important in that skill set. But thinking about what, you know, area of work they have an affinity towards and just understanding that it's not going to be about having that one job for their whole life. And I'd really encourage young people to have a look at our report. It's called The New Work Mindset. And in it, it identifies 7 clusters of jobs where you can really have that transferability and move around. And it's not just about going to uni after you finish school and then you're going to be ready for the future of work. You will likely have to, you know, update your skill set throughout your career. But I think having an appetite for learning and understanding that that's going to be the future is really helpful in that space as well.
Okay. And I suppose one aspect of this might be, is it wise to change degrees or career paths to something that's in technology or engineering where people might have the option, if they were able to transfer now, would that be a wise move?
So not everyone's going to need to be a software engineer or be able to, you know, code to a really high degree. Digital literacy is what we talk about as a really important skill, and that's really being able to operate and manoeuvre and communicate really well in a digital economy. And that's, you know, sort of understanding a lot of different aspects about what a digital economy means, and I think young people are already pretty savvy in this space. So I wouldn't necessarily recommend that everyone transfers into software engineering or that kind of thing in their university degree. But I think it's about understanding that, you know, we are in a digital economy. So thinking about the things that you put out there, the way you talk to people in the digital space, that's important and it's probably going to be there for a long time. And that being able to operate in that digital economy is really important. But again, going back to what I was talking about earlier, it's about having that diverse portfolio of skills. And being able to think about how you can apply them in a range of settings is really important.
Sorry, I'll just turn my mic up there. I just delivered a little silent message or plea to the audience. It's all going to be very interesting and exciting, I suppose, and as what those challenges will be posed to people and maybe how people can use them for a somewhat liberating experience. Thanks for joining us, Maggie.
No problem. Thanks for your time.